Let's say one day you're peeling open a can of sardines and you come across a worm.
Yuck.
It's not as unusual as you might think.
Unfortunately, recently it hasn't been unusual at all.
Rabbi Chaim Loike is with the Orthodox Union, an organization that certifies whether products conform to Jewish dietary law. He says these worms were showing up in about one out of every six cans. He doesn't know why they have become so common, but he says it is not necessarily a new phenomenon.
The Talmud, which was written about 2,000 years ago, described a number of worms which, even though they're not something you would want to eat, if they were accidentally consumed, they would be kosher.
The Talmud, a compilation of rabbinic opinions, debates, and analyses, lays out the framework for Jewish law. It says if the worm comes from the intestines, it is generally not kosher.
However, if a worm is found to have grown its entire life in the flesh of the fish, from the perspective of Jewish law, it's considered to be the same as the fish.
And therefore, it's kosher. Intestinal worms might show up if the sardines are not handled properly. But why would it matter if the worm is kosher? Most people would still find it disgusting.
Ew.
Well, if the rabbis decide that these worms, which have become so common in sardines, are not kosher, the Orthodox Union would no longer give the fish its seal of approval. That's a big deal, because even many non-Jews look for that certification as a sign of quality. Kosher foods are a $12.5 billion market. So, Loike says,
we're not advocating people should eat worms. We're just, you know, researching whether or not we would have to sort of decertify all these things.
But Loike is a rabbi, not a parasitologist. He can't tell a gut worm from a flesh worm. So he went where anyone would go to find an expert, the internet search engine Google.
And we saw all the names of people who published papers on them, and we started cold calling them.
The Orthodox Union called me.
Mark Siddall at the American Museum of Natural History in New York is one of the world's top experts on parasites. He invited Loike to his office. The rabbi came with some cans of sardines, some tubs of fish eggs.
And a bag of previously frozen whole sardines as well that were dripping on the floor as we were walking to the elevators.
Dripping bags of fish aside, parasites do not disgust Siddall. He says they are all around us.
We say yuck because we in Western society are kind of like, oh, I mean, parasites, that's like horrible, right? But in fact, it's quite normal for things to be parasitized.
To figure out what kind of parasites Loike's fish had, Siddall used a technique called DNA barcoding. The genetic code of certain genes varies enough between species that researchers can use them to tell one from the other. Siddall and his colleagues have used it to help the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service check for endangered species in smuggled goods.
There was a shipment of leeches that came in that were labeled as advertising material, and they were confiscated.
DNA barcoding identified them as endangered European medicinal leeches. Siddall had busted a leech smuggling ring. When he DNA barcoded Loike's sardine worms, he found five species.
And in all cases, they were species that we would normally expect in the muscle tissue or the ovarian tissue of the fish, and thus there was no indication whatsoever that there had been improper handling.
So the Orthodox Union issued a decision. The sardines remain kosher. Siddall says it's the first time DNA barcoding has been used for a strictly cultural issue.
And that's kind of cool, you know, where you get crosstalk between science and culture.
As for Rabbi Loike, it strikes him that the parasites found in the fish are the same ones described in the Talmud.
The fish haven't really changed much in 2,000 years. You know, they have the same parasites, the same everything. And the world just keeps going, and nothing's really changed.
We just use different tools to describe it. Steve Barragona, VOA News, Washington.